Episode 3, Take Your Seats. This episode features some strong language. Whoops. Why, hello, yes, it's me, Adam, your favourite educated waffler and podcast host back for episode 3 here at Dramatically Daydreaming. Settle in and get comfortable, you beautiful lot. Now is the perfect time to pop the kettle on and make yourself a hot beverage or crack open a bottle of the hard stuff and pour a glass and unwind so we can let what you dream about become your everyday. The hard stuff is totally acceptable as it's 5 p.m. somewhere, or maybe even 5 p.m. when you're listening to this, who knows? Today's episode, I'll not only be giving you a news bulletin in This Week in the Scene, I've also got a reworked spoken word performance piece, and another great person is being put into the spotlight. Isn't that lovely? This episode is as jam-packed as the Central Line during rush hour. For my international listeners, just imagine a load of humans in a tiny metal underground can with what feels like the heat of hell being turned up, and thus making it smell and feel super fresh, and there's very little airflow. It ain't nice. I'll be chatting about up-and-coming cabaret and burlesque events, some new writing theatre news, and even a little bit of music-related news too, would you believe? Got a lovely range this episode. Now, a heads up, today's performance is going to be a little bit self-reflective and a touch on the melancholic side, so put on your brave face and chin up, but we've got Into the Spotlight to look forward to as we come out the other side. Ready, steady, let's go. I did recently get asked why I named my production company the very same company that makes this podcast, Milvery Soon Productions. Well, for starters, it's a family joke. And, as we all know, there is nothing better than an inside joke you're not part of. Shout out to Family Weets, I love and miss you lots. Secondly, I'm heavily dyslexic. So I will 9 times out of 10 swap letters in words without even realising when writing and speaking aloud, so that's also why the S and M are in the wrong place. I hope you feel more enlightened for that little nugget of information. Moving on, it's time for some news. This week on the scene, I began preface with I am just little old me, so I am bound to miss some things. Full information, links, and flyers for all I mentioned today will be up on the DDP blog, so head there to get the full lowdown. Now, if cabaret is your thing, you could consider checking out the drag artist known as Harrot, as they bring the Easter Funny to the Karaoke Hall in London on the 6th of April. You can expect high hamp, music, games, and a whole basket full of funny, and just some great vibes. Next, we have some beautiful burlesque news, as some burlesque babes are raising money for the charity Flapper, the Cleft Lip and Palate Association. This will all be taking place at the Curve Ball, the second coming, hosted by Foxy Hervey at Duddington Village Hall in Cambridgeshire on the 25th of March, so very soon. Check out her socials for the show's lineup. And to get Foxy's social information, just like everyone who I mentioned today, their socials can be found at the social shoutouts of this ep. Listen out for that later. It's theatre time. If you happen to be a fan of the hit podcast My Dad Wrote a Porno, you'll probably already know that the show's co-host, James Hooper, has written a new musical, Love Stuck, that's having another small work in progress preview open to audiences in May at the Unicorn Theatre, London. This show features music composed by Bryn Christopher and direction from Jamie Morton. And last but not least, some music news. Coming up at the Roundhouse in Hampden, we have the event Limitless Live, featuring Frept and Honan, as well as Haytrap and DJ Huppy. This event is a chance for people from underrepresented backgrounds to feel inspired by music. Two more music bits. If you tune in to BBC Radio 2 and happen to also be a fan of the BBC Concert Orchestra, then you might want to head to the BBC Sounds app and listen to artists like Jessie Ware, Stormzy, Lady Blackbird, in the latest piano room sessions. Honestly, artists just seem to hum alive when they have a full orchestra behind them. It's well worth a listen. And lastly, on today's This Week in the Scene segment, you should pre-order / pre-save the debut single by music artist Alex Apolline. Inevitable is due to be released on the 31st of March. It's really key to support emerging artists, and Alex deserves all the love as she's the most genuine and talented person. Now you're all caught up on what went down this week in the scene. I am, like always, wanting to hear from you, the listener. If you have anything arty you want me to share, let me know. I love nothing more than talking about other amazing people and their talents. So to recap, we've got The Easter Funny by Harrot, The Herve Ball, The Second Humming by Foxy Hervey. We've got Limitless Live at The Roundhouse featuring Captain Honan, DJ Happy and Haytrap. We've got Love Stuck the Musical having a small work in progress show open to audiences. We've got Alex, her latest single coming out on the 31st of March. The BBC Piano Rooms, all amazing stuff. So you're all caught up on This Week in the Scene. News reader mode off and focusing in on today's performance piece. To give a little background, the performance is a reworking of my piece titled In Time. It was originally written and produced 8 years ago and is still live on my YouTube channel if you want to see it in its original form. The piece is about my emotions and feelings that struck me late at night. I'm sure many of you out there have had the same kind of situation. These feelings I had were about previous relationships, and now I've reworked into a piece that uses the same subject matter, but looked at from a different viewpoint 8 years ago. This is a spoken word piece, rather than a monologue like Ashes from episode 1. Side note, there is always time to go back and re-listen if you're new here. There's 2 episodes to enjoy. So finish off this episode, and then you'll have a little binge listen to episode 1 and 2, and then give me a share, or a like, or 5 stars, as it'll help more people find the show, and at the same time, it'll make me feel better about myself. Less waffle, more perform. I hope you enjoy my piece, In Time. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just want to sleep. I hear the rain hammer at my window. I turn over and slowly reach out my hand. I run it over the empty space. Sometimes I picture you still there, hoping one day my hand will bump into the shallow of your back again. The bed is cold to the touch. Just hold sheets. A void. There's no other way to describe it. Oh God, I can feel them humming. I blink so rapidly to try and keep myself from welling up, from letting the dam break, but then they fall, warm down the side of my face. The tear slowly traces the lines of sadness my face holds, like they're following a map of my heartache. You used to hold me by the chin and pierce through my waterlogged eyes. You used to show me love. I miss that embrace. I miss your soul being so close to mine. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I've decided not to sleep. My eyes are red, puffy, sting upon movement. I'm on edge with my door shut to protect me, but I really don't feel safe. My mind is tormenting me, and I know they're only words, but it feels like they could burst through that door at any second. And then you're there. That smile in your face without hair, as you prop open the door and turn on the light. Hey you, a whisper, new life. But it's not real. It's not true because all I have left are the memories of you. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You won't let me sleep. You've plagued my mind all day and everything's become bittersweet. I sit and think of how hurt I am. You left me here too early, not knowing that I need you. I need someone to take my hand and lead the way because I am lost and not okay. Ah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you. We spent the day in bed, just you and I. The sun poking its head round the curtains, keeping us warm. Your hand caresses my face, your body press up into mine. I feel loved, I'm finally wanted. A perfect moment in time. The sun moves on. I'm alone again, forced to repeat this sadness one more time, as it wasn't real. It's only ever been me trapped in my mind. In time. That was a new version of In Time. It really does mean a lot that you listen and support, not just to the pod, but to my performances as well. To give a bit more context and just to dissect the piece a tiny bit, I should start by talking about my love of poetry and spoken word, given to me by my very talented dad. Growing up, he was always scribbling down poems and stories and sharing them with me and my sister. And lucky for you, we have an episode and performance all about my dad and his poetry. So look forward to that towards the end of this season. Now, talking about the medium of poetry, spoken word poetry is going to feature a few more times too, as I personally feel it's a medium that conveys emotion really well as conveys messages like political or social viewpoints really well. In Time, the performance, came from a breakup, if that wasn't obvious, how I fell deeply in love for the first time ever, and then years later, how I thought I had found someone who was going to be with me for life, and turns out that wasn't what the universe had in mind for me. If the universe could send me some good stuff now, that would be brilliant. You know, I don't want much. Now, I won't mention my exes by name, as much as I love the drama, because I have a brilliant relationship with my first ex, and I love and value him very highly. So I want to keep him in privacy, and there's no bad blood, so I just don't feel like I need to mention it. I love his friendship, and we still talk to this day. Now, I won't mention my most recent ex to make sure that I'm protecting myself from them, as I don't need any more hurt from that person. I don't need any more pain. I don't need any more mess. So this piece is a very meta way of me being a little bitch, basically, and moaning and describing that moment when you lie awake at night alone and the world crashes in around you. Poetry is something that a very close friend reignited in me recently and has allowed me to collaborate with them on a piece that they had written, so that will be featured on a very special episode in a few weeks' time. I'm really spoiling you again with all these dropping what's to come hints. So big love to you, Chris. Big love to my first ever ex that I fell in love with. You mean the world to me. Your friendship means the world to me. Fuck anyone that's made you think that you're less than you really are. So that's a shout out to my recent ex. And let's move on. Stop waffling. That's enough about today's piece. If you do just one thing for me today, please push the follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, as that way you never miss an episode and get notified when anything goes live. But it also shows the streaming services that I'm good at what I do, and they should bump up the show so more people can have a listen. So I really appreciate anyone who does that. Let's move on to the best part, and that is sharing the love with Into the Spotlight. Today's feature is someone who I wish I got to speak to more and miss spending time with them, as I have some incredible memories and cherish the time that I did get to spend with them. Now, I know that nearly everyone else I know who knows this person would agree that they are a diamond. It's time to put Rachel Isabel into the spotlight. Ooh, I went off on a bit of an emotional ramble there, sorry. I hope that makes sense. And let's focus, Adam, and talk about the uber babe that is Rachel Isabel. Rachel is a UK-based multidisciplinary artist. She makes some incredible work that ranges from art pieces and collages to prints, to most recently producing and making short films. I am very lucky enough to own a print of hers, which if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see which one I have. Most recently, she has made and produced a short film. The link for that I will put not only in the description of this episode, but on the DDP blog too. And trust me, it is 100% worth watching. And I'll briefly talk more about it shortly, but I'd rather the work speak for itself. Rachel uses her platform to uplift the voices of Black women and women of colour. Like I said last episode, representation really is important, and Rachel's work uplifts the voices and lets women of colour be seen the way they want to be seen. White artists really shouldn't be the norm, let's be honest, and I hope her work reaches the heights of recognition it truly deserves, so that for years to come, everyone will have her name on their mind when discussing art. I, to this day, feel so blessed and lucky to know Rachel. She is not only an incredible artist, but one of the loveliest people I've ever met. And I mean that generally, no exaggeration. I know I pay compliments to people a lot, but I only pay genuine compliments. And she really is just incredible. She has a huge heart and soul that are perfectly matched with each other. And she is someone who's a joy to be around. She can easily light up a room just by entering it. I've learned so much from spending time with her, which I am very, very thankful for. And the world needs more of people like that in it, to open themselves up to learning. They're open to teaching others, and just powerful as well as being beautiful. I've said this every episode so far, but this is another person that you should be using the social shout-outs and links to follow and support. Just a brief thing from me about the short film, because as I said, it really should speak for itself, and I am white, so I really shouldn't be at the centre of this work. So I will have to go into quote mode here. So, Rachel Isabel's film, Nalinriyo, so that's pronounced Na. Nalinriyo, I'm sorry that my mush mouth probably ruined that, is a short film about love. So I quote, "Love is the reason I made this film. It's a love letter to my family, my culture, my heritage, my friends who I've made soul connections with. I'm grateful for my mum, who shared her words and her vulnerability with me. I'm grateful to @theonlyafro.halo on Instagram, who is a magical being, for trusting me with her words, her story, her image, her voice. Love is the reason I'm here." Isn't that beautiful? Rachel is always so eloquent when speaking. To finish this episode and this week's Into the Spotlight, Rachel, I'm talking directly to you. Thank you for making the work you do, even though the world often makes you feel like your voice doesn't matter. Thank you for pushing back and raising people up, even though you shouldn't have to. I wish you continued success, and I'm sending you all the love, and hope that anyone listening here gets to know you and support you like I have been gifted. I love you millions, and that's episode 3, over and out. It's time to wind down and do the social shout-outs. Rachel, I miss you millions. You are incredible. The social shout out. Boop, boop. So that's it for today's episode. Another short one today. I can't thank you enough for being here with me as we go on this journey. And I do hope that you stick around for next week's episodes. Before I go, you can find me on Instagram, if you're a fan of the pictures, hit up @actor_weeks. And if you like drag pictures, find me on @AdamandEve_drag. And as always, that's N with a N. On Twitter, I can still be found @actor_weeks, retweeting to my heart's content until Elon Musk shuts us all down. My full work portfolio is online @www.adam-weeks.com. I covered a lot of amazing people today, so listen closely as here they come. Today's beautiful In the Spotlight feature can be found online using the handle on Instagram at Rachel Isabel. So that's at RACHELISABELLE. The video link is in the description, as I mentioned, but you can also search on YouTube Rachel Isabel and Nalin Lido. Rachel has a website in progress at the moment, so as soon as that goes live, I will pop it in the description and on the blog. From this week on the scene, the social shoutouts are: to find more about Harrit, they are on Instagram at HarritDrag and Twitter at HarritDrag, so that's CARROTDRAG. The Easter Funny Show ticket link and show flyer will be up on the DDP blog. For Foxy Hervey and the Herveball the Second Humming, find her on Instagram at Foxy Hervey, so that's at PHOXYQURVY. And the event is also on Instagram at Herveball_burlesque. So that's HUREVEBALL_BURLESKUE. Just like Harrit's, Foxy's ticket link and live stream link will also be on the blog as well as the flyer. Love Stuck the Musical is online at Love Stuck Musical, so that's LoveStuckMusical on Instagram. James and Bryn can be found also on Instagram, James at Hoop De Loop, COOPDLOOP, and Bryn is at Bryn, BRYN, dot Christopher on Instagram. And you guessed it by now, the work in progress link and flyer is on the blog. Mentioning that blog for the last time, don't forget to head over there to get the links to the BBC Piano Rooms. And to make sure you're pre-saving Alex's debut single, follow her at Alex Apolline. So that's ALEXAPOLLINE on Instagram. And we're done. So as always, all that's left to say is, I've been Adam, you have been you. Thanks for listening, be lucky, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Dramatically Daydreaming, the podcast, is a Movie Soon production. All rights reserved. For more information, please visit the Acast website.